Well, join me in an attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Grace and loving God, we thank you. Thank you for this time of the year. We thank you for the Festival of Lights, which is now known as Hanukkah. And we thank you for also the lights that we have. People go to extremes to be able to put lights on their home and different things and to take and brighten up the darkness, because it is because of light that dispels the darkness. And we know there's evil in this world, and the light of Christ can dispel that darkness and overcome evil. That's our hope and our prayer, because we have a blessed hope in Jesus Christ, who's given us a reason to have hope. Like, no matter what happens in this life, in this world, we have the promise of eternal life. And we know, because Jesus also said, when I go to be with the Father, I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. But I also, when I go, I'm going to prepare a resting place for you. One translation said many mansions. And if it was not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. That's the blessed hope that we all hang on to. But in the meantime, we just got to keep on keeping on and doing the best we know how to do, one moment at a time, in Jesus' name. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.